speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, October 30th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. You know, it's kind of interesting to juxtapose, and Dan does this for me every day. Shows me the headlines on Drudge, headlines on the New York Post. Two different sides of this. And so on Drudge, you see, U.S. tops 91,000 virus cases. Cases. Is a positive test of somebody that's asymptomatic? Is that a test? Is that a case? Oh, wow. Yes, it is. They may not be sick, but it's a case. It's a case. So that's the Drudge headlines. And then on the New York Post, we see moving up, the GDP stages record rebound. Yeah, that's right. We only lost 750,000 jobs. How about that? All right. Up 33% from rock bottom. And they thought we'd lose even more than that in terms of jobs. Well, again, the statistics that we have about cases and the statistics that we have about unemployment are both equally phony. I mean, you could look at this economic news and you could say, well, is the glass 90% empty or 10% full? Well, if you're an optimist, you say it's 10% full, right? Or depending on who you are, whether you are outside of power trying to get in or inside and trying to stay there. Well, these numbers are fake, folks. Here's a metric that you need to ask yourself. Not are you better off than you were 4 years ago economically or whatever. I mean, you could, that does apply because it is about the economy. The economy has been severely damaged with this. And you've had a lot of people who had businesses that they'd worked for, save for. People who are employees of those businesses, those employees might be able to find jobs somewhere else. They might just be permanently unemployed, waiting for a handout from the government as they train you, domesticate you, make you dependent upon them. But here's a question. Based on 228 days ago, are you better off or not? You got people who are masking you, who are demanding to track you, people who are shutting down every aspect of your life, even telling you what you can and cannot do during the holidays, banning you from travel, from school, from work, from shopping, and they're preparing vaccines for you. Radical, new, RNA, DNA-modifying vaccines. Vaccines that we're told the other ones, the adenoviruses that are being used by AstraZeneca, and some of these others, well, those have adenovirus that has been known to transmit HIV, the Ad5. Oh, yeah, okay, well, gee, this also based on recombinant DNA. We're going to take a look today at where we're headed, some terrible news in terms of the military police state that's happening around the world and coming here to the U.S. as well. You have to think, and as I criticize this, it's amazing to me, the groupthink of conservatives. I was absolutely stunned and distressed when I saw this when Obama was running. The massive fanaticism, the fans, and it's been exceeded on the right by the Trump fans who worship him, no matter how much he takes from you or allows to be taken from you. You know, you have an old expression, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Well, he hasn't led us in this 228 days. He's been following Fauci. And so I say to people, and say, well, what do we do? What do we do? Is there a choice? I mean, it's either Trump or Biden. No, it isn't. Think outside the election ballot box. Think outside the ballot box, folks. There's nothing on there that you'll find except for a couple of crime families. They are not your savior. You better understand, they are not your savior. Neither one of them. The only difference is the kind of fight we're going to have after November 3rd. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support, but you really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, October 30th, year of our Lord. Just as they put it in the Constitution. Yeah, you don't think God's in the Constitution in 2020. Day 228 of America held hostage. America held hostage. Well, where are we now? Well, we now have the airlines always first in tyranny. You know, we used to have in North Carolina the slogan on the license plates was first in flight. Because the Wright brothers went to North Carolina and had their first flight there at Kitty Hawk. Why did they go from, Why did they go from Ohio all the way to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina? Well, because you had really strong winds. They were smart. They didn't go with the standard lift tables that the expert scientists, that the preeminent scientists, we think that Fauci is worshipped. Oh, yeah, Langley was worshipped far more in his day. Head of the Smithsonian had all these accolades, titles, degrees. He was trying to build an airplane that flew. Couldn't do it because he was relying on conventional wisdom and lift tables that didn't work. But a couple of bicycle mechanics who were homeschooled out of Ohio created their own lift tables and watched birds. And then they went to Kitty Hawk where there were strong winds, and they worked. It worked for them. But now, where are we? The history of flight in the 20th century was a history of engine development and freedom. And now, in the 21st century, the history of flight has been one to develop the engines of tyranny and slavery instead of freedom. United Airlines is now proudly announcing that they will do rapid tests of all passengers for COVID. Who are on transatlantic flights starting next month. So this is not yet in domestic flights, but it's coming. It's coming. And it's just United right now, but it's coming to all of them. As Zero Hedge points out, for people who want to fly but are worried about COVID-19, United Airlines is offering. Is this voluntary? Oh, no. I'll tell you. They're not offering. They're demanding rapid virus testing for transatlantic flights starting next month. Yeah, they're not offering it. They're demanding it. Rapid tests to every passenger over 2 years of age and crew members on board select flights from Newark to London. And it's free of charge. Oh, isn't that nice? They're offering it free of charge. Oh, and if you don't do it, you will not fly. That's right. So we will ensure anybody who refuses to be tested, quote, will be placed on another flight. And then if you refuse on that flight, you'll be put on another flight. In other words, you're not going to fly until you do. It's kind of like what the little petty tyrant in New Zealand said. Well, if you fail the test, we're going to put you in detention, not in your home. We've got the camps made up now. And we'll let you sit there for 2 weeks, and then we'll offer you a test. And if you don't take the test, you'll stay there till you take the test, and you're going to not get out until you pass the test. And that's exactly what's going on with this. Through this pilot program, we will guarantee that everyone on board has tested negative for COVID-19, adding another element to our layered approach to tyranny. Safety. United will continue to lead on testing while at the same time exploring new solutions that will contribute to the safest travel experience possible. See, when you make safety job number one, you have no liberty. It's just that simple. You become slaves. To the degree that you give up your liberty, you become slaves. Slaves are never safe. Slaves are never prosperous. United has required all passengers to wear masks. They have put in filtration HEPA filters. Oh, by the way, you know, we have even better filters. We sell at InfoWarsStore.com. The Alexa Pure is a HEPA filter. It's a four-stage filter. Even has charcoal in it. Anyway, so much for the... Find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Little plug there. While many passengers are still objecting to wearing masks on planes, writes Zero Hedge, what makes you think the people will allow carriers to test them for virus? Because remember, if you fail the test, people will be notified. You will be noticed. You will be informed upon. And you may not be sick. You may be asymptomatic, but you will be quarantined. You will be quarantined. Well, let's see. I had a 1 week vacation. Sorry, you're going to be quarantined at your expense somewhere for 2 weeks. How about that? Also, bear in mind, this is the same rapid test that was used by the White House. How did it fail? I mean, you had people like Tom Tillis, who everybody around the president was tested. They were tested all these people. Tested everybody with a rapid test. Nobody gets close to the president, yet the president, his wife, his son, all eventually tested positive. And you had people who attended the event who wore their masks religiously, like Tom Tillis, the senator of North Carolina. He still got it. You got people who religiously wear their masks, like Governor Northam, getting it. And people who don't wear their masks, getting it. And people surviving. Nearly everybody surviving. Even these elderly politicians. Just remember, when we're talking about the rapid test, and it's being offered free of charge. Oh, isn't that nice? You know how they can afford to offer that free of charge? Trump's White House has spent $750 million to create, to distribute 150 million of these tests. Do you think that they're putting them out to the airlines to get this done? Oh, you better believe they are. You better believe. And remember, at the same time, the FDA, if they really wanted to know and they really wanted to help people, right, they wouldn't be banning in-home tests that cost a dollar instead of this test that cost $5. It's all about the tracking, the tracing, and the control. Because part of this rapid test from Abbott Labs is the app that comes with it, and the reporting that comes with it, and the lockdown and the quarantine that comes with it. You know, when I look at this, it's just another reminder to me, international travel is over as far as I'm concerned. I will not submit to this. I will not submit. But it's okay, because, you know, as C.S. Lewis points out, many times we settle for something that is far too light. You know, as much as I would like, there's places that I would like to see that I haven't seen yet. As C.S. Lewis said, if we consider the unblushing promises of reward, the staggering nature of the rewards promised in the Gospels, it would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong but too weak. We're half-hearted creatures, fooling around with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us, like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. Well, that's just it. I don't want to set my sights on going to some place that I've seen that I thought I might go in my last years. I've got something much better coming. How about you? And when you get to the UK and you pass your little test and you get to the UK, this is what's going to be waiting for you. Let's show video clip number one. They're very proud of this. They have the Duchess of Cornwall, who is witnessing these dogs that are going to, look at this, they've got people standing there 6 feet apart with their little masks on, and the dog is sniffing them out for COVID. And you have the little royal there, Her Royal Hiney, the Duchess of Cornwall. These impressive dogs could be used to identify coronavirus, helping us further in the fight against this unprecedented virus. Oh, yes, it is unprecedented. Again, as I said, you know, we've never seen, as Fauci said, anything this dangerous. So, therefore, get rid of your hazmat suits and the biosafety level 3 and 4 labs, Fauci, and just hand out cloth masks to people, because that's all they really need. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that they're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there that have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist. The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshipers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from the humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing, but still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did, and you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, T-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped wake up the world what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, Valdez is going to the country if he's got any brains. That's the name of that song. New Jersey is going to be mandating masks and temperature checks in all workplaces. So it's not just travel. And again, you know, why would you want to travel if when you arrive in London, you're going to have the police dogs sniffing you out for possible detention either, right? But it's not just travel. It's work. New Jersey is mandating masks and temperature checks in all workplaces. Governor Phil Murphy, Murphy's Law, I guess we could call his executive orders. Whatever can go wrong, he will make wrong. He has signed an executive order that will mandate masks, temperature checks, and social distancing and many other protections. This is what the New Jersey news calls it, protections. In public and private sector workplaces. Let me just say, you know, people have often said government is a protection racket. Boy, that's never been more true than now, right? Protection racket equipment, personal protection racket equipment. And so it's going to be mandated, you know, wear masks and everything in your workplaces. OSHA be damned. We don't care about that. I've got some interesting information about masks. Yeah, folks, as I tweeted out this morning, if you want to follow my tweets, I'm on Libertarian. And as I tweeted out this morning, somebody sent me a document that was very detailed in terms of the numbers about the oxygen levels and deprivation levels and so forth, right there by the numbers. This kind of stuff has been explicitly prohibited by OSHA. They're looking the other way now. OSHA had rules about masks and how long you could be forced to wear these. And, you know, it's not just that. We also have information that a lot of these masks, as they're being manufactured, are sterilized with some very toxic chemicals that are carcinogens. Cancer-causing. Yeah, that's it. That's the word, cancer-causing. It kind of reminds me of the tobacco stuff. You know, I think tobacco really started escalating things when they started putting things like asbestos in the cool tip filters and things. They used to advertise cigarettes all the time. And although nobody in my family smoked, my father had very bad asthma. So obviously nobody's going to do that. But when you looked at the ads, and we were constantly bombarded with ads on television, kind of like the Ask Your Doctor ads today. It's funny. You know, big tobacco has been banned. And television's found another corporate sponsor that's probably even more dangerous than big tobacco. Big pharmaceutical companies are now basically funding the news. And they used to talk about all the different things that they had in there, you know, to affect the taste, to make it cooler, to this and that. And when you look at all that stuff that was added to the cigarettes, I mean, this wasn't your grandpappy's tobacco. It might have been a bad thing for the people in Virginia in the 1600s to smoke tobacco, but it wasn't anything like the genetically modified tobacco filtered through a whole bunch of different chemicals. And now those same types of chemicals are being put into your masks. How about that? We'll get to that, but let's continue. So we see that they're escalating with tests to keep you from flying. You arrive at your destination, you're going to get sniffed by dogs for COVID. You want to go to work, you're going to have to wear a mask all day in New Jersey, temperature check, social distancing, and it's coming to other places. In Michigan, after Dictator Whitmer's been slapped down multiple times by the court, by the legislature, you now have another order. This one is coming from the real powerful people. The health department, the state health department of Michigan, orders that restaurants will have to begin tracking the names and the numbers of customers starting Monday. And this is, yeah, absolutely amazing. Just came out today. Orders that any indoor gatherings will be limited to 50 people. The limit was 500, so I guess they're going to be shutting churches down now. They will restrict individual table sizes at restaurants to 6 people. Because, you know, if you have 7 people, you got a virus going on here. No question about it. 6? Okay. 7? Absolutely prohibited. And, of course, it's not just here. This is a global plan. And we've seen most of this stuff rolling out at the same time or earlier in Australia. But, you know, it's happening in Australia as well. You know, they eased up, supposedly, in Victoria. Well, actually, they didn't. They didn't. Victoria is building its own QR code and a check-in system to help. To help with contact tracing, reports MSN.com. The Australian government, the one that's taken a lot of cash from the Chinese, part of the Belt and Road Initiative, building infrastructure. You just didn't realize what the infrastructure was going to be. It's going to be about controlling you, not about bridges and highways and things like that. No, no. The Victorian government is developing a specific QR code check-in system that hospitality and retail stores will be asked to use. Asked to use. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's voluntary, of course. So they can quickly track COVID cases. The restaurants, bars, cafes, and shops have been allowed to open for the first time in nearly 4 months. Isn't that nice? Isn't that merciful of that one particular state in Australia that has a ring of steel that had everybody locked down? You couldn't go more than 3 miles from your home. But we've shown you every day pictures of them arresting people in public who are exercising and getting fresh air. You got to get fresh air. You get attacked by a mob of thugs dressed up like military cops, you know, full armor and all this other kind of stuff, putting masks on you, beating pregnant women because they don't have masks on. You know, because it's all for your health and safety, right? So let's go beat the pregnant women for their health and safety. Venues are expected to keep a record of who has visited and when so they can be traced. And they as they're talking about how this is rolling out and how this is really a good thing, Microsoft News is telling you. There's been a lack of consistency as to how businesses have been recording people's details. Some of them use pen and paper, you know, like the old-fashioned Stasi. You know, we've got pen and paper, we write it down. But now they've got a new way. You know, this is the latest in 21st century technocratic tyranny. They have a QR code. You can use your Big Brother device, also called your smartphone. Take that camera. You scan the QR code. It takes you to a Google form to fill out a third-party website that collects details on behalf of the business. Isn't that nice? See, they make it easy for the business. You know, I had remarked to my wife, we had a small business. I said, you know, I really like having a computer that individual personal computers. It's kind of a freeing thing, except the problem is that as you get these personal computers and you're able to do more, the government keeps requiring more and more reports. And so I'm not any freer than before when I didn't have the computer. Funny how that works. And now they've got the computers to do the pen and paper reports. All right, we'll tell you more about what is coming and what is already happening. You know, this big surge in El Paso, you know what that is? That is a combination of the COVID nonsense as well as open borders. That's what they're busing people across and putting them in the hospitals in El Paso.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over 2 decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere. But the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
We are only here on air facing the globalist onslaught, the DNC-funded lawsuits, and everything that's happening because of you. We built the only truly multimedia, independent radio, TV, print, film organization in the world that promotes the truth against the globalists. We've had a devastating effect. We're a national treasure. You're a national treasure for supporting us. And so go get a T-shirt. Go get a historic T-shirt. We've got a funny one that's the Biden groping a woman. It's a woman's design shirt. My wife really likes it. She sent me this GIF. It's pretty cute. Here it is. And it just, you know, it's a little historic thing. I think Trump's going to win, but if Biden's able to steal it, we'll be probably shut down pretty quick. So it'll be a historic thing to have. You'll only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti, with handbills you hand out, and with non-compliance, not paying taxes, and pulling your kids out of the schools, and just making it a full-time job to expose and fight and obstruct the criminal foreign takeover of America. We've gotten to that point. Biden for nursing home. I hope to retire Biden and that be a collector's item. Get it while you still can. We're not ordering more. Infowarsstore.com. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And then we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
And we're all surrounded by heavily armored riot police everywhere. Take a look at this video also coming out of Victoria. I told you how here in America, you're going to have United Airlines, first ones, bragging about some of the 150 million test kits, rapid test kits, paid for by Trump's White House. Paid $750 million to provide 150 million kits. They're free. They're free. And we're going to make you safe by testing you and then, you know, turning you in if you fail that. They don't want people to do their own tests. But here in Australia, here's some people in a convenience store. They go in. And listen to this.
Don't give them a reason to get upset.
Yeah, they see a bunch of cops swarming outside. And what's going on? What's going on? And these people are not wearing masks. And the guy says, well, I'm not going to put one on. The lady says, well, I'm going to put one on just so I don't give them a reason to do something. Now watch this. They go outside. They're chasing people outside. They're pulling up to a gas station to harass people who are outside. Maybe they have driven too far away from their home. Look at this. Bunch of them, again, on top of guy. I mean, this is ruthless thuggery. thuggery. You know, this reminds me of Clockwork Orange. Mary, you ever see that show? You ever see that Kubrick film? You have these violent thugs who are going around just, you know, raping and killing people just for the sheer pleasure of it. And one of them gets caught and goes to jail. And the other two guys that don't get caught, they wind up becoming cops. And they enjoy just beating people, and they can do it because they've got uniforms. That's what we're seeing right now. This is not over, oh, well, we got to do this because you're taking drugs, right? This is why I never supported the United Nations War on Drugs. It was not Richard Nixon's. Yeah, there you go. There's Clockwork Orange. Yeah, these are some of the graduates of the delinquent school that didn't get sent to prison. And this is their old buddy. Oh, there's our old mate, our old droog, right? Give him a bit of the old ultraviolence. Anyway, when you look at what this has devolved into, the war on drugs was a United Nations agenda, and so is this. Why do these people who want to have complete centralization and control of the world, why do they devolve into such authoritarian bastards? That's a rhetorical question, of course. And so look at the QR codes, the check-ins, the masks, the beatings that are going on in Victoria, Australia, still. Proud of their ring of steel, it's coming to us. Public transit is facing an uncertain future after the pandemic, writes The Hill. Public transportation in cities across the U.S. faces an uncertain future in a post-pandemic world. This has always been designed, and I've told you about this for the longest time. You know, people think I just hate electric cars. I don't care if you have electric cars. Matter of fact, you know, go for it. I don't want to pay for your electric car. I don't want to subsidize somebody like Elon Musk or General Motors or anybody else to put electric cars out there. Right now, I don't think the technology is anywhere close to being useful because the batteries take too long to charge. They don't have sufficient range. They're getting the range up, but the charging time is still not there. But a big part of that was to make sure that you did not get too far. And what they did was they combined it with a promise of autonomous cars. And if you'll remember, this was the very first sponsored competition by DARPA, the autonomous cars. And so we look at the fact that public transportation is declining, and I don't like public transportation. I don't like subways and that kind of thing. I'm with Jeremy Clarkson on that. They would always extol the virtues of driving in a car, and now people have discovered the virtues of driving in a car. Because as Jeremy Clarkson was saying for the longest time, you want to get into a subway where, you know, some drunk has just lost his pizza all over the seat before you were there. No, I think I'd rather have my own personal car, no matter how poorly the thing is made, or how old it is, or how dilapidated it is. It's your private little bubble. And people really discovered that now. And they're going to keep that there. But, you know, when you look at the autonomous car aspect of all this, the two things that I didn't like about Musk is the subsidies and the pushing of the autonomous car, because the purpose of the autonomous car, that's a DARPA design to make sure that you don't travel, to make sure that when you travel, they're going to control what you're doing. Subways and elevated trains and all that kind of stuff, buses, that is an anachronism. Nobody likes those. Nobody rides those. Around here in Austin, they've wasted a lot of money on public buses. And it's a joke. Whenever you see them, they're empty. Typically, totally empty. Typically, there's only one person in it. And when they start talking about autonomous buses, I joked and said, well, then you won't have a single person, right? You won't even have a driver in those buses. But that's not the purpose. All of those things are going to be replaced by the ride-sharing cars. And this is why all of the automobile companies are towing the line, General Motors as well, Ford, all of them. They're moving towards that because they want to be, you know, they're going to be in competition with Uber and Lyft. And the former CEO of Uber, Travis Kalanick, I think is the way he pronounced his name, but he used to say, well, the reason our cars are expensive is because of that other dude in the car. So we're going to cut the cost. And most people are like, well, I don't know. I think I'd rather have the other dude in the car, even if it costs more money, than to trust than sit in the back seat while the computer's driving me, while I got Johnny Cab, like Total Recall, right? Welcome on board. So, you know, that wasn't really a selling point for us. It was a big selling point for him. And they were willing to do their experiments like they did in Arizona. And they saw that woman who was killed. And as you know, they had a person behind the wheel. But of course, that person was bored to death and not paying any attention. And somebody was walking across the street and the car ran her over and killed her. And they said, well, you know, look at this. You look at the video, the dash cam, and you couldn't see that woman going across because it was all dark. And it's like, yeah, but that's not the point. The car can see them because the car is not using visual cues. That particular system did not use cars. It used LIDAR, used radar, that type of thing. So it saw her. Why didn't it stop? Well, it's because the emergency brakes were erratic, they said. The emergency braking system was erratic, so we turned it off. Okay. So that's the people who are concerned about your safety. But let me tell you, there's a more sinister agenda here than just, you know, trying to save money and not caring about individual lives. No, this is about making sure that they control and know everywhere that you're going. This is what 5G is about, folks. 5G, every time they talk about 5G, you think it's so that you can download hunter porn in 2 seconds, movies or whatever. No, no, no. It's about them watching everything that you're doing real-time biometric analysis and controlling the autonomous cars and making sure you don't go anywhere, just like in China, if you don't pass their social credit scores. So it's going to be shared. It's going to be rent by the ride. You're going to get in your little car that isn't going to have, and see now people are on board with this. They didn't care before to go into an autonomous car just to save money. But now, everybody is afraid of other human beings because other human beings are so filthy and dirty and you could get sick from them and say, wear a mask, and they should wear a mask, and I don't even want them in the car with me. And so now they're going to buy into that. Same reason they want to not ride public transportation is the same reason that DARPA now gets its wish and will put you in the car. They can make this work. They can make it work by making the cars go so slow that you can take your coffee cup without a cover on it and set it on the dashboard and it won't spill. We're going to go back to the 1910s. We're going to be at horse and buggy speed, except that you're going to have the authoritarian technocrats breathing down your every move, looking at your, you know, looking at everything that you're doing. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root, We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support, but you really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com. Something huge has happened in the last 2 weeks. Remember when Hunter Biden's laptop first broke? And all of big tech, in concert, from Twitter to Facebook to YouTube, Google, all worked to block it. They didn't deny that it was real. They just wouldn't let anybody even talk about the story or link to major newspapers or even the House and Senate committees that were looking at it. Well, now fast forward as the fire hose of information comes out and more tapes get released and more audio, with Hunter admitting he was a communist Chinese agent. We're not trying to censor it anymore. Not because they're good people, but because the Streisand effect boomeranged on their traitorous butts last time, just a few weeks ago. And so now they know that trying to suppress it only makes it bigger, just like they've done with InfoWars and banned off video. It's truly amazing. So keep telling the truth. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Amazing things are happening, and these communist Chinese agents are going to pay.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Here. It's kind of comical to see as people are pushing back against the absurdity of the California Department of Health's regulations coming up to the holidays. It's kind of comical to see not only how absurd they are for any time, but a lot of people are saying, oh, you're putting this out just before Thanksgiving, right? Before all the holidays, you know, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all these different things. And, in his defense, Newsom comes back and says, I didn't say anything about Thanksgiving. I didn't say, well, we'll talk about that. You know, these are holidays. I didn't even say holidays. It says social gatherings that bring people together, you know, like Thanksgiving. They don't want to use that term. And I can understand that because, you know, as Marxists, they would much rather refer to Thanksgiving as a social situation that brings people together. And put out this right before. It probably pains them a great deal to talk about Thanksgiving, to think of the idea of Thanksgiving, that we would have families, you know, cisgender families coming together around the table, thanking God for the freedom that they have. I mean, that is a total abomination to these people. That's why I like Thanksgiving so much. Yeah. Okay, before we get to that, real quickly, just to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Our Black Friday in October sale is still going, October 30th. Up to 60% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. Here's some of the products. We just had a couple that were added the last couple of days. BodEase and BioTrue Selenium are now back in stock. They were out of stock, so we put them in. 50% off both of those, and free shipping, and triple Patriot points. We also have some other very, very popular products. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off, free shipping. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off, free shipping. Turbo Force, 50% off. We have our new nascent iodine surface spray. 50% off free shipping. And ExtendoWise, our final run ever, 60% off plus free shipping. And don't forget, Winter Sun Plus. It's vitamin D plus vitamin K. Both of those are very effective at helping to build your immune system. We were told that by the former head of the FDA, as well as officials at the NIH, saying, you know, vitamin D is not going to cure coronavirus. It's not going to kill it directly itself, or what? Well, it's not alive, but it's not going to stop that. But, you know, anything that is going to boost your immune system is something that you're going to want to have. And they're still saying that. As a matter of fact, they just came out with a study saying that of the people who are in very serious condition, diagnosed, of course, as COVID-19, because nobody's getting the flu anymore. Flu's disappeared by 98%. Just disappeared. Everybody, instead of getting the flu this year, the fashion is to get COVID-19. But either way, people are still dying, very serious. If they have other comorbidities or get, you know, people are constantly getting flu, pneumonia, other things like that. And they said that they found that the people that were very serious in the hospitals had, and 80% of them had a vitamin D deficiency. So it goes back to the advice that they gave us beforehand. That's one of the things that's not changed. You know, they've completely reversed themselves on masks and other things, but they were always saying vitamin D is important to your immune system, and it is. So you can find that right now, free shipping on that as part of our Black Friday special. All right, as we look at what is happening, we've had a lot of draconian measures put into El Paso because they say, well, we got surges. They're filling up the hospitals. And how are they filling up the hospitals? Well, KFOX TV there in El Paso reported that El Paso firefighters in the trenches cannot talk on record about the number of people that they're picking up every day from El Paso's international bridges and then taking them to the hospitals. So if you get sick, you can go to America illegally and you can get free treatment. We don't know what these people have. I mean, they could have cold, flu, COVID, if, you know, whatever. But they're coming to the U.S. and they're filling it up. And so that is a reason for us to keep the mask regulations on in Texas for everybody, right? What an epic failure this is. A failure to follow the law, the Constitution. A failure to have any respect whatsoever for our informed consent or liberty. And then a failure to do what was going to be job number one by President Trump, and that is to protect the borders. The borders are just as porous and open as they ever were, perhaps more so. There are some days where it's only three or four times, and other days when it'll be 13 or 14 responses. You'll be there for one patient, and then Border Patrol, Customs will let you know, hey, there's another one right behind them, and another one, sometimes there are four or five, waiting in line, said an anonymous source. I don't want this to sound the wrong way, because it's our job to help people, but at the same time, we took an oath to protect the citizens and the city of El Paso. And multiple times in this pandemic, we will be in a complete system overload where there's no rescues available. There are no ambulances available. And they're not only bringing them across the border, picking them up on the international bridges and taking them in so they can't provide health care to American citizens in El Paso, but they're now going to be flying them to major cities. Southwest Texas Regional Advisory Council is leading an effort to transfer El Paso ICU patients to major Texas cities. There's such a flood of sick people coming across the board. I thought job number one that President Trump did about this deadly virus, we're told, was to make sure we seal the borders. Oh, except for the Mexican border. Trump has never sealed the Mexican border. And now we're going to bring in sick people and we're going to, you know, fill up the hospitals everywhere from other countries. This is the way this runs. So you have Archbishop Vigano is warning President Trump about the Great Reset plot to, quote, subdue humanity and destroy freedom. Well, good. I've been warning President Trump about this for 228 days. By the way, have you been warning President Trump about this? Many of you who criticize me for criticizing him, you don't criticize his policies. You don't criticize his inaction. You cheer that. Oh, it's 4D chess. Oh, he's just lying to the other people. He's not lying to me. I know. It's probably what his first two wives said. Or his third wife as well. Now, have you written him any letters to tell him to straighten up and do the right thing? I've talked about this many times. Every time President Trump would do the wrong thing, I'd say, you know what? He's got a lot of people in Washington. You got the one group that's paddling on the left side of the canoe, and they're trying to turn this boat around. And they will, even if President Trump is trying to steer it in the right direction in the back of the boat, they're going to turn around if only people paddling are on the left side. If you don't paddle, and if you don't complain and whine when he does the wrong thing, then they're going to be the ones controlling what's happening here. And so the question is, you know, who is leading? And are you doing your citizen responsibility? You know, it matters a great deal to these politicians when they get letters. People typically don't write letters. And when they do write letters, it is a big deal for them. And they do pay attention to the quantity of people who are opposed to, they're not going to read every letter. You know, somebody will look at it and say, yeah, they're in favor of this or they're in favor of that. And then they'll tally it and they'll send it to the politician. So you don't have to write a long op-ed piece. You don't have to try to persuade them. The thing that's going to persuade them is you're just writing them a letter. Instead of saying, I know he's going to do it. I trust him. Don't trust him. Listen to the founders of this country who understood human nature. Well, here's what the Archbishop said. May you accept these words of mine as the voice of one crying in the desert. As I said when I wrote my letter to you in June, this historical moment sees the forces of evil aligned in a battle without a quarter against the forces of good. And he said, a global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, impose coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedom and those of the entire population. I got to say, I think Trump knows about this because this organization that talked about the Great Reset, the global elitist, the World Economic Forum that runs Davos, they were the ones who coined the Great Reset. They're talking about it. I mean, it's on the cover of Time magazine as well. It's not a secret. And Jared and Ivanka attended it last year, and so did Mnuchin, his Treasury Secretary. So maybe they came back and, you know, what'd you talk about? Well, we talked about this Great Reset here where we're going to take everybody's freedom, lock everybody down, and vaccinate the world. And then after they come back, President Trump says about the MMR vaccines last year, well, you got to get the shot. No, we don't, President Trump. You got to get a copy of the Constitution and read the damn thing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshippers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from the humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Coming up, not in this segment, but the next one, I'm going to talk about the Department of Defense, the Army General who is in charge of distributing these Operation Warp Speed vaccines. As I've said before, Operation Warp Speed is an operation of the military. It's being run like a military operation, and it's mostly military personnel, more military than medical. You should be very concerned about what they're going to do with this. They're now talking about how they're going to pursue a push model, not a pull model. In other words, it's not going to be based on your demand or wanting or asking for this. They're going to push it on you, and they're going to measure the uptake, and they're going to measure who has refused it. I've told you that. I've shown you that CDC document from October the 16th being pushed out to California, Tennessee, many other states. But let's go back and finish up on what the Archbishop Vigano, the conservative, wrote to President Trump. He was explaining to him the purpose of the Great Reset and the people who are behind it. He said it's coming from unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201 to promote their agenda. So if you need any more information, President Trump, again, you can ask your daughter and your son-in-law, part of the criminal crime family, along with Mnuchin, the Goldman Sachs banker who attended there last year. Just ask them to fill in the blanks for you. There's plenty of information available about it. But anyway, he goes on to explain, the purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship. Yep, absolutely. They openly admit that. The price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be a renunciation of private property, adherence to a program of vaccination promoted by Bill Gates. Look, everything that Davos has been saying about this for years, and I went back and showed you, I mean, this is not anything that just came up last year when Jared and Ivanka went. They've been talking about this for years. I showed you one of their 2016 videos where they said, you'll own nothing and you'll be happier. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to have meat, and it's going to be great. You're going to love this. I mean, they were putting that out for people in 2016. It's funny because, you know, then it was sold as a solution to climate change. Prior to that, it was sold as a solution to global warming. Prior to that, it was sold as a solution to climate cooling, global cooling. It doesn't matter. All of this is part of the same agenda, and so is depopulation. But he goes on to write, Mr. President, he says, I imagine you're already aware that some of the countries, that in some countries, a great reset will be activated between the end of this year and the first trimester of 2021. And for this purpose, further lockdowns are planned. That's right. And it is the tests of which President Trump has manufactured to start with 150 million of these. But of course, once the election is over and they pass another round of free money, part of the free money is going to be used. 75 billion of it will be used for more tests and for more tracking and tracing. These tests cost $5 a piece. I mean, if all of it was to go to the tests, you could get 15 billion tests. Now, they'll be spending a lot of money on tracking and tracing, so it won't be 15 billion. But remember, we've only got 330 million people here. You know, if you had 15 billion, you could pretty much test every single person almost every day for a better part of a year. But so it's a lot of tests that they're stockpiling. And President Trump knows that. He's bragging about having done that. In the intentions of its architects, this crisis will serve to make the recourse of nations to the Great Reset irreversible, thereby giving the final blow to a world whose existence and very memory they want to completely cancel. That's right. This world, Mr. President, includes people, affections, institutions, faith, culture, traditions, ideals. People and values that do not act like automatons, who do not obey like machines, because they are endowed with a soul and a heart, because they're tied together by a spiritual bond that draws strength from above. And that, folks, is why the technocrats are so hell-bent, literally, on erasing people who are not automatons, who are not machines. We'll be right back.
miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just reading the open letter from Archbishop Vigano, a conservative Catholic, to President Trump. He was talking about the Great Reset, what the purposes of this are, and of course we all know what the purposes of it are. They make no secret of it. Unlike Bilderberg, Davos is very, very public about it. They are very public about everything they do. They have a lot of celebrities there, as I point out many times. Kevin Spacey was known as the king of Bilderberg. They loved this guy. He's their kind of guy. People like Kevin Spacey, people like Hunter Biden, they're their kind of people. Pedophiles, drug addicts, you name it. But it's the plans that they have. And as I've said many times, it doesn't matter what the MacGuffin is. They've got a lying justification for what they want to do. What they want to do never changes. It doesn't matter if it's some kind of phony climate crisis or some kind of phony pandemic. The end game solution has remained the same. The UN has its UN Agenda 2030. Davos has its Great Reset. And going on with this letter, because there's more that's here that I want to comment on as well. Vigano says, until a few months ago, it was easy to smear as conspiracy theorists those who denounced these terrible plans, which we now see being carried out down to the smallest detail. Exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, we don't get any thinks. We don't have the shadow bans removed from us. We don't have the censorship taken away. It's now what we have told you was going to happen is now happening and being implemented down to the smallest details. I can't tell you how frustrating this is. No one up until February would ever have thought that in all of our cities, citizens would be arrested simply for wanting to walk down the street, to breathe, to want to keep their businesses open, to want to go to church on Sunday. Yet it's happened. Well, I got to say, there were some of us who did think that would happen. I was surprised at what I've been surprised, not that they would try it, not that they would do it. I'm just surprised that people would go along with it. I'm surprised at the level of control that the media and social media has given them over a narrative that they can gaslight people to that degree, that they can purge and denigrate anybody who exposes what is really happening by calling them a conspiracy theorist. I don't really care about that. I mean, understand, conspiracy theorist was a term that the FBI coined to keep anybody from listening to the witnesses about the Kennedy assassination. No. You know, believe this one guy with a bolt-action gun who was able to get three shots off on a moving car, headshots completely, and discount everything the witnesses said about shots coming from the fort. Don't pay any attention to the Zapruder film. You know, Lionel put out a tweet and said, are the Hunter Biden documents, the laptop, is that the Zapruder film of our generation? I think so. Because like the Zapruder film, they'll tell you the most incredible lies to keep you from believing anything about it. And oh, by the way, you know, don't go to the school book depository room and take a look at that and see the, you know, how ridiculous that sniper shot is. Some snipers, professional snipers, have gone there and said that. Yeah, take a look at the other Kubrick film, Full Metal Jacket. We have Arlie Ermey in his premier role as a drill sergeant saying, by the time I'm finished with you guys, you're going to be such great shots that you'll be able to... And he describes what Lee Harvey Oswald was alleged to have done. That should be enough right there. Just that one clip. Nevertheless, let's get back to this. Yeah, I told you that this was going to happen. And I told you, even before February, I told you as soon as China did it, I warned that this was coming. Because as soon as China did it, and we didn't know what it was. We had a lot of people saying, well, you know, and I'd been talking for 6 years about the gain of function research in these biosafety level 3 and 4 labs and how dangerous they were and how it was all shut down in 2014. Got into it very heavily then as well. And I said, you know, I've been saying for years, we got to be careful that something doesn't get out accidentally. So I could believe that something got out accidentally. Nevertheless, even at that time, I don't believe that anymore. At that time, however, even if that were true, I said, this is a wrong approach. To lock everybody down as China did, that is simply a tool of government control. That is not an approach to an epidemic. That is a tool of tyranny. And you had all of the mainstream media organizations jumped on that and said, we should be doing this like China. Look, you know, what they did with social credit and biometric identification real time on the streets, that's a pretty nasty thing. But now that actually puts them in a good position to control this. And we should think about doing that here. That was all being done even before China created a massive social media bot propaganda campaign to shame the Italian politicians into implementing their virus of tyranny. And, you know, watching this, I make a parallel to World War II. It's like Winston Churchill. You know, he had his own intelligence network. He knew what the Nazis were planning. He knew what they were capable of. And he was trying to tell everybody, and they wouldn't listen to him. And it's, you know, been called the gathering storm. And we could see that the storm was gathering. We knew what these people were planning. We knew what they were capable of. Most people didn't want to believe that Hitler was capable of doing what he did. They didn't want to believe that the globalist elite and the political establishment of our country, both parties, are capable of doing this. They don't want to believe that. But you better believe it. And the fact that you can't believe it, many people cannot believe this, even after 278 days, is just astounding to me. And when I saw this building, I saw this gathering storm, and when I saw it happen with Italy, when Italy fell, to me, it was like the invasion of Poland in 1939. It was on. That's why at March 17th, which I've been counting since I said, I went back to the signpost that they put up at the beginning of World War II. Keep calm, carry on. Don't give up. Don't let them lock you down. Don't give up your freedom. And the other one, freedom is in peril. Defend it with all of your might. Nobody is defending it. Nobody is defending it. Instead, we get lies from President Trump saying, I saved 2 million people. See, Fauci and Birx told me 2.2 million people got, well, only 0.2 died. All of it, a lie. The 200,000 deaths, a lie. The 2.2 million deaths that were going to come, a total lie. Based on a false assumption in the computer model. A computer model that couldn't get the same answer twice with the same data input out of the Imperial College of London. The University of Edinburgh was saying that from the very beginning. Nobody listened to them either. Why? Because the politicians will and the media will cherry pick what information they put out there. They will censor the rest of it, and they will pick the information that puts out their lying agenda. So Archbishop Vigano goes on to say, to criticize the Pope, he says, the one who occupies the chair of Peter has betrayed his role from the very beginning in order to defend and to promote the globalist ideology. Mr. President, you have clearly stated that you want to defend the nation. You say, one nation under God, fundamental liberties, non-negotiable values are denied and fought against today. It is you, dear President, that are the one who opposes the deep state and the final assault of the children of darkness. Well, I have to say to the Archbishop, I disagree with you. No Pope, no President is going to save us. You know, I said, can't go to the UK anymore, can't go to the British Museum, but I took my son to the British Museum, and I showed him the Assyrian documents of Sennacherib invading Judea. Now, the biblical account of that says that these guys from Sennacherib taunted Israel. They say, you think that the Egyptian Pharaoh is going to save you, right? You're going to find that he's a splintered reed that will pierce any hand that leans on that staff. And let me tell you, anyone who leans on the president or the pope is going to find them to be a splintered reed that pierces their hand. There's one savior. They ain't it. And I can't believe the archbishop doesn't recognize that either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Much of the time on big issues and societal developments, InfoWars is many, many years ahead. And almost all the time, we are tomorrow's news today. But there's a blind spot that InfoWars has, and I've noticed that really informed people have this as well. And I know a lot of you tuning in are some of the most informed people out there, so I want you to be retrospective and kind of examine yourself, because that's what I do every day. This Hunter Biden laptop is important, but the new audio confirmed to be him, where he admits he works under the communist Chinese spy chief, he should be arrested right now. That is so huge. That is hiding in plain view, and it's getting almost no attention. We have to get that information out to everybody. It's all posted on InfoWars.com, so many other major patriotic sites. But we need to get it out to everybody and remember that we know all of this. We knew it a long time ago. So when it breaks now, we kind of go, okay, tell us something we didn't know. The point is, now it's documented, now it's proven.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that they're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there that have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful,
well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The government loves you. The government wants to keep you safe. And their love is killing you, smothering you, as a matter of fact. We'll talk about the oxygen deprivation, but let's talk about this little controversy about Governor Gruesome and his Thanksgiving rules. You had a lot of people talking about this. And now in his defense, he has come out and said, I didn't say anything about Thanksgiving. I didn't mention any holidays. And that's true. He didn't specifically. They were guidance for public gatherings. A lot of publications like Newsweek assumed that it was the holidays. Why would they assume that? Why would anybody? Well, they put it out the second week of October. It was by the California Department of Health. And they don't use the terms of Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, or even holidays. However, if they put it out in that timing and the what they talked about were social situations that bring people together. That's what the rest of us call holidays. I guess that's too much like, a religious context. You know, it used to be called holy days or whatever. They became holidays. And don't want people getting together. Don't want family getting together. You know, you're filthy. Each other, just understand everybody in your family is filthy pariahs. And you don't want to have any other human beings around. You want to be connected only to your technocratic masters through the little screens and internet portals. That's where you're safe. Anything else is a threat to your very life. So get into that virtual reality and embrace it. The County of Los Angeles health officials, however, on Monday released essentially the same guidance on public celebrations. Still not using the terms Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all this stuff. That document also doesn't say anything about holidays. You know, it's just public celebrations and gatherings. The county's director of public health, Barbara Ferrer, however, did make the link. After mentioning Halloween specifically, the L.A. Department of Health dictator, the doctator, went on to say, quote, this pandemic has forced so many to sacrifice so much this year. And we recognize the frustration and disappointment with the holiday restrictions. For now, though, it's simply not safe to celebrate holidays the way we usually do. Being close to others who are not in our household carries a lot of risk. Newsom said that he and his staff would be putting together specific guidance for Thanksgiving and other winter holidays soon. Maybe they won't call it Christmas. Maybe they'll call it the winter solstice or something, winter festival time, Xmas. They could call it Xmas, maybe. I didn't use the term Christmas. There you go. I X'd out Christ. He is going to be telling everybody what you can and can't do for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and other things. So that guidance is coming. He thinks that he has the authority to tell you what to do for those, and he will be producing that document. We'll take a look at this document, but first let's take a look at, let's take a look at the document here, and then we'll look at some people's responses to that. Mandatory requirements for all gatherings for anybody who wants to gather outside their household as part of private gatherings. Why would you be getting together like that right at this time? You know, there's like a holiday every couple of weeks coming up. So, attendance. Gatherings that include more than three households are prohibited. This includes everyone present, including hosts and guests. So let's make sure that we define what the different households are and who's included. So the three households, does that include me? Oh, that includes you, the host. So you only have two other households. The host should collect the names of all attendees and contact information in case contact tracing is needed later. So right now, you don't have to have a QR code to go to grandma's And the police will not be knocking on your door just yet. But they have threatened that in the UK. I talked about that. It is Brazil. That's what they have done. Yeah, they're going to raid homes if they suspect that more than six people are in the home. They have their rule of six. Gavin Newsom hasn't been that specific. It's three households. So here we have, you want to gather outdoors. You're not going to be allowed to celebrate Thanksgiving or Christmas indoors. You got to do it outdoors. All gatherings must be held outside. Attendees may go inside to use the restroom as long as restrooms are frequently sanitized for your protection. And you'll know that because somebody in the household presumably will be required to put those little paper things around the toilet seat like they used to do, sanitize for your protection. They still sell those. Anyway, gatherings may occur in outdoor spaces that are covered by umbrellas, canopies, awnings, roofs, and other shade structures, provided there are at least three sides of the space or 75% are open to the outdoors. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for defining that. It's very inclusive. This is written, obviously, with the help of lawyers. These health dictators also have lawyers. They're very thorough about this. They define shade that you may be allowed to. You have to meet outside, but you are allowed shade. You are allowed shade. Umbrellas, canopies, awnings, roofs. But they've got to be open on three sides. Open on three sides. Okay. Now we move on to the physical distancing and the obsessive compulsive hand washing required. Seating must be at least 6 feet in distance in all directions from each of the households. So I guess you could cluster one group together, but then you got to have another 6 feet between them and the other people. You got to have a big dining room. I don't think we could fit them in our dining room. Everyone at a gathering should frequently wash their hands with soap and water while mumbling, "In Fauci we trust, in Fauci we trust," or something like that. Wear a face covering to keep COVID-19 from spreading. When gathering, face coverings must be worn in accordance with the CDPH, that's California Department of Public Health, the CDPH guidance on the use of face coverings, unless an exception is applicable. People at the gatherings may remove their face coverings briefly in order to eat or drink, as long as they stay 6 feet apart from everyone outside their own household, and as long as they put their face covering back on as soon as they're done with the activity, that would be eating or drinking. You take a bite, you put it back on. You take a bite, you put it back on. And face coverings, they also have another exception here for face covering removal. You can remove it if you have an urgent medical need. In other words, you're having an asthma attack. They specifically mention that. Or if you're feeling lightheaded because of oxygen deprivation, because, you know, you're smothering yourself and damaging brain cells and other cellular damage to your body from oxygen deprivation. But you want to keep it short. Gatherings should be 2 hours or less. Singing, chanting, shouting, or physical exertion significantly increases the risk. So don't do any of that. If you're going to be singing or chanting, you should wear a, I love how they always put in chanting, right? You should have a face covering on at all times, and you must keep it quiet below the volume of a normal speaking voice. Instrumental music is allowed, according to the California tyrants, as long as you keep the musicians 6 feet apart. Many people have said Full Metal Jacket actor Adam Baldwin said this is ridiculously unenforceable in a tweet, and Twitter removed that tweet. We'll talk about censorship coming up. Stay with us.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping. I want this to sink in, and I want to sink in real good into everybody listening, including my own brain. This lockdown is incredibly sinister and has already starved over 2 million people to death. It is designed to incrementally be slowly tightened down around our necks. They are never going to release it. That's why Trump coming out and saying we cannot, quote, beat the virus by staying locked up. We have to get herd immunity. It's not as deadly as they said. It's so important because this is a UN, Bill Gates, globalist deployed corporate takeover where their businesses are all essential, but our businesses aren't. This is destroying the world economy by design. This is economic warfare. This is war crime. And now they're coming with the attempted forced inoculations that Gates is pushing. Well, you know what that is. That violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and so much more. Please spread the word. Please tell folks about Band.video and the facts that are posted there.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What is happening with masks and the oxygen deprivation involved in that. We've been talking about liberty deprivation. And of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, in Michigan, not Whitmer, but the people who really have power here, the Department of Health. I mean, she's been slapped down multiple times. Even her Democrat attorney general won't follow her lockdown orders. So now we resort to the bureaucrats who don't have to run for election. They don't have to worry about that. It'd be pretty inconvenient for her to do this right as we're on the cusp of the election, wouldn't it? So let's let the bureaucrats do that. They don't have to stand for election. They're totally unaccountable. And so now they're saying that you're going to have to, Michigan restaurants are going to have to start tracking the names and numbers of customers. And there's going to be apps for that. We've already seen this in Australia. They said, well, you know, we put out these orders. You got to keep this. And this is where we are right now at Michigan. Okay, we want you as a restaurant to keep track of who's coming in. keep their names and so forth so that we can track these people, the names and the phone numbers of the customers, so we can go back and do tracking. But we've already seen how this works in Australia. They said, well, you know, we left it up to people. We had this hodgepodge, and yeah, they're writing it down on pencil and paper. And, you know, I mean, that's, come on, that's like, you know, the 1950s Stasi was doing that. You know, they were had pencil and paper keeping dibs and snitching on people and so forth. We got something much better. In Australia, they've already set it up so that they have a QR code. You can scan that and it'll take you to the portal and you can fill in the stuff yourself, you know, or just grab it off of your phone. Google has provided that for free, and they've done that to relieve the regulatory burden of actual pen and paper snitching for the restaurants. It just have to require that you do that and enter the information, and then evidently there's something on your phone that gives them a green light so that you can now enter the restaurant. This is all coming. It's global. The pattern is global, and it's being rolled out by these unelected bureaucrats who can do anything and everything that they want. And as I pointed out, it's you know, the testing to get on the airplanes. It's the New Jersey governor saying that you're going to have to wear masks and have temperature checks and social distancing in order to work everywhere in that state. You know, let's take a look at the oxygen deprivation besides the liberty deprivation. I posted up on my Twitter account, Libertarian, had an individual who sent me this and a link to sciencing.com, where they talk about minimum oxygen concentration for human beings. They talk about getting too much oxygen, getting too little oxygen, and so forth, the brain damage that happens when you are deprived of oxygen, and other detrimental physical effects. I've reported in the last week about the German doctor who talked about this at great length. And she said, we have known about this for a very long time. Everybody knows about this. It's why you have OSHA regulations that would minimize the amount of time that anybody who is working in a hazardous, dust-filled environment could wear a mask. They would require that you wear a mask to protect your lungs from the concentration of dust, for example, if you're doing certain construction work. But if you're going to have to operate in that environment with a mask on, the employer would have to make sure that you got out of there and got the mask off for a certain amount of time. And yet now you have all these employees who are working retail or working fast food or whatever. They're standing outside. They have to wear masks for an eight-hour shift constantly. Masks that are going to reduce their oxygen. I mean, they know better. They knew that the mask could not protect you from these types of diseases. They knew that the masks would instead physically damage you. Brain damage, cell damage. And so now they're telling you that you need them to protect you from diseases when they know that doesn't work. And they are forcing you to do something that they know is going to damage you. And I mean, what part of this? We see that nobody is talking about the fact that beards don't work. Remember that from the very beginning? They said, well, if you got a beard, the masks aren't going to work. And of course they don't. You know, I went last year, went snorkeling for the first time. I used to do that all the time. I was a certified scuba diver, and hadn't done it for a long time. Hadn't done it since I had my beard. It was real interesting. I mean, it just pours into the mask, you know, over the mustache. I'd have to get an Amish cut. I wanted to do scuba diving because, you know, with comes down just under your nose on the lip, and it just poured into the mask. It's like, well, this is totally useless. Might as well not even use it. Well, that's the way the masks are as well. And then there's another aspect. That is, the mask may be giving you lung cancer. This is coming from vaccineimpact.com. Guess what they use to sterilize these? Well, they're sterilized with, some of them are sterilized with ethylene oxide, a known carcinogen. Many teachers and various school boards have been experiencing significant symptoms as a direct result of this chemical. The masks contain, they're not sprayed with, but they contain PTFE, which makes up Teflon, along with many other chemicals. The author, Guy Crittenden, says, I found and have posted the U.S. patent to allow manufacturers to use PTFE as a filter in commercial masks. Quote, breathing these for extended periods can lead to lung cancer. Don't agree? Then argue with the experts at OSHA. These masks are meant to be worn only for short periods. Again, like if you're sanding a table for an hour and you don't want to inhale sawdust. They don't do anything whatsoever to stop the spread of the virus. So you might want to take a look at those inserts that say, this is not going to protect you against the virus. You might want to look at those inserts that say, this is harmful if breathed for an extended period of time. And you might want to look at the chemicals that they actually put into it. He says, for 25 years, I was the editor of an award-winning trade magazine called Hazmat Management. That's how he knows this. He was the editor of Hazmat Management. So he knows about these masks. He knows what the health risks are. And he knows what they do not protect against. Everything these people are doing to us is upside down. They're not protecting your health. They're not keeping you safe. They are endangering you, and they're endangering your children. He says it is criminal to force children to wear masks all day. It's criminal to force people who are working to wear these things all day. And he knows, because he knows about hazmat. And then this graph here. I tweeted this out as well, the one about Texas, which is at the very top of this. These 12 graphs show that mask mandates do nothing to stop COVID. And the top graph on this article from the Federalist shows Texas versus Georgia. The black line, pull this chart up if you guys can find it. The black line is Texas. The red line is Georgia. And you can see how they track exactly. Even though Abbott has mandated masks, it has done nothing to protect us. It has simply destroyed our liberties. As I said from the very beginning, you know, Scott Adams said, well, it's getting harder and harder to tell these freedom lovers, these mouth breathers, I guess you could say now, people who don't want to wear masks, you freedom lovers, it's getting harder and harder to tell you people from sociopaths. And I said, it's getting harder and harder to tell these pragmatists from totalitarians. And I can't see how their dictates are practical whatsoever. As Federalist points out, they're not simply an inconvenience. They dehumanize us. They starve us of oxygen. They make us breathe hazardous chemicals that are implanted inside the masks, as the editor of Hazmat Magazine pointed out. That's exactly it. And it is total fraud. Total fraud. When we come back, we're going to talk about the vaccines and the distribution of the vaccines. You know, we have those wonderful people in the military who are going to be distributing these wonderful vaccines, DNA modification, the Ad5 adenovirus, there's a vector for AIDS and so forth. They're going to be doing that, and they've got some very amazing things to say about what his mission is, as he was telling Defense One, the military establishment magazine, this guy from the DOD.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points,
and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Bio True Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. We really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com. I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that Communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing. But still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did. And you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, T-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped wake up the world what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support. We're only here on air facing the globalist onslaught, the DNC-funded lawsuits, and everything that's happening because of you. We built the only truly multimedia, independent radio, TV, print, film organization in the world that promotes the truth against the globalists. We've had a devastating effect. We're a national treasure. You're a national treasure for supporting us. And so go get a T-shirt. Go get a historic T-shirt. We've got a funny one that's the Biden groping a woman. It's a woman's design shirt. My wife really likes it. She sent me this gift. It's pretty cute. Here it is. And it just, you know, it's a little historic thing. I think Trump's going to win, but if Biden's able to steal it, we'll be probably shut down pretty quick. So it'll be a historic thing to have. You'll only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti, with handbills you hand out, and with non-compliance, not paying taxes, and pulling your kids out of the schools, and just making it a full-time job to expose and fight and obstruct the criminal foreign takeover of America. We've gotten to that point. Biden for nursing home. I hope to retire Biden and that be a collector's item. Get it while you still can. We're not ordering more. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's kind of funny because Newsom, Governor of California, came under withering criticism for his Department of Health telling people they couldn't celebrate holidays. And of course, again, you know, he said, well, this is just private gatherings at concentrated times of celebrations, that type of thing. I didn't say Christmas. I didn't say Thanksgiving. I didn't even use the term holidays. But the person at in L.A., public health director there, did talk about that in context with it. But some of the comments that came out, as I pointed out, Adam Baldwin said, this is ridiculously unenforceable. I read you the ridiculous rules. And then Twitter removed that. So we're going to talk about censorship coming up. Chuck Woolery said Newsom had gone bonkers. You had, I think one of the best comments was from Rob Schneider. Comedian, he said, dear Emperor Newsom, during our allotted three-family limit this Thanksgiving, if my aunt comes over, can I throw her a slice of turkey from the window? We promise not to sing. We all will just whisper. And then you have country singer Cody Wolf said, hey, Gavin Newsom, as a new California resident, what in the world would he move to California for? Anyway, he moved to California. That's a subject of another tweet, I guess. I live in a condo, so therefore I can't have my Thanksgiving outside. Is it okay that I'm coming over to your place to spread some holiday cheer all over your dining room table? Finally, we have Nick Searcy, an actor, character actor. That means that you recognize his face, not his name. He says, we're having Thanksgiving at my house with a lot of people, and Gavin Newsom can kiss my backside and bark at the hole. Well, you know, you've had... why is he ashamed of this? I mean, seriously, Newsom, you know, Bojo, it's not only telling people they can't have Christmas. He said, you got more than six people. We're going to raid your home. I guess they don't have any families of any size there. They don't have any families of more than four kids at home. Well, they do Muslim families, but of course, they're not going to be celebrating Christmas, so I guess they're okay. They won't get a raid. Trudeau has come out and warned that this is not going to be an ordinary Christmas this year. I mean, I played it last week, I think it was. The year without Santa Claus, you know, that begins. Santa Claus has got a little bit of a sniffle and got little Fauci who comes in, the doctor, says, well, I guess you won't be going out this year. That's how it all begins. And then they come in with Heat Miser, the Attorney General Barr. He looks like Heat Miser. They have no snow either. Because, you know, it's climate change. That was, I guess, early introduction of climate change. Trudeau is saying Canadians should be prepared for Christmas to be impacted this year. He says, I know it's frustrating that unless we're really, really careful, there may not be the kinds of family gatherings that we all want to have at Christmas. We just can't have hundreds of kids showing up at the door if you're living in a hot spot for Halloween trick-or-treat. Believe me, I don't want to be the bad guys out there. I don't want to say the kids can't go trick-or-treating, but kids can't go trick-or-treating. The Fauci who stole Christmas. Look, we're quite a ways off from Christmas here, right? I mean, we're 2 months away. How did they know that this is going to be a problem? Oh, it's planned. It's planned. How does Fauci know that, you know, this is not going to go away a year from now? How does he know that even with a vaccine, we're going to be wearing masks a year and a half from now? Why didn't he know this as an expert a few months ago when he was telling us, well, just for 2 weeks, we'll have to lock you down. Oh, it'll be another month. Oh, it'll be 2 months. It'll be 6 months. Now it's a year. Now it's a year and a half. How does he know these things? I really would like to know, since, you know, all their models were completely wrong. Which brings us to the vaccine, because that is kind of the end game. COVID, a conspiracy to vaccinate and identify everybody. That's what it stands for. COVID, a conspiracy to vaccinate and identify everybody. This article from defense.gov. These are the people who cover the Department of Defense. And so they had a fawning interview with the guy who is running Operation Warp Speed. And surprise, surprise, it is the military. The military is running this. And he gave an interview to the Heritage Foundation, Washington, D.C. And the Heritage Foundation is the largest conservative think tank out there. And, you know, when people were concerned about censorship and when people were saying a couple of years ago, you know, President Trump, you really need to do something about social media censorship. Because if you don't, it's going to be a real problem for your reelection. You've already seen this with the 2018 election, where there were about 800 sites after we got shut down in August on social media. There were about another 800 sites that were shut down in October, that October surprise. And then we wound up with people like AOC in Congress and things like that. So maybe you should do something about that. Well, he had a Rose Garden party, and he had a lot of social influencers who are still on social media, not purged, to attend. He had the Heritage Foundation and, you know, other think tanks who would say, President Trump, you shouldn't do anything about this. I mean, these are private companies who are censoring people. And, you know, you just don't. Corporations can't do anything wrong. And I told you at the time, they're doing this on behalf of the military. They're doing it on behalf of DARPA. And now they're talking a little bit more openly about that. Funny, you know, it was just, I guess you could say, a conspiracy theory. No, it wasn't. We had the information. We had them dialoguing, or I should say monologuing about that back in 2017 before they purged us. But let's talk about the vaccines. As Defense News points out, right now there's six vaccines that are part of Operation Warp Speed. Their fast and efficient distribution will require knowing where every dose is at all times. And I've read you the 85-page document that's being sent out to all these different states. I think all the states are getting it. Where the CDC, our government, you know, our new governors, our unelected governors, the ultimate health dictators, are demanding to know what your plans are as a local health department to track these vaccines at each and every moment and to know who has been given it and where and when and who has refused it. Who has refused it? Oh, it's not going to be mandatory. Of course it won't be mandatory. No, no, no. So what does this guy say? He says, when planning for the distribution of COVID-19, Army General Gustave F. Perna said he kept four tenets in mind. First of those, he said, is visibility and control. We need to know where every vial was, whether it was in the factory, on a truck, or distributed down to the administration site. We have to have 100% accountability of all vaccines every day. And that's what the CDC wants. Those people, those bureaucrats, those health bureaucrats who wear uniforms as well. Also key, he said, is tracking the uptake of the vaccine. I already showed you in that CDC document how they want to know who has refused it. How many people are actually taking it? He said, we want to know, we want to track how many people are actually taking it. Primary reason for that, he says, is that of the six vaccines in development, five of them require two doses. Now, I told you a couple months ago how, as these vaccines were out there, you had somebody from Gavi. This is heavily funded by the Gates administration, the Global Alliance for Vaccine Initiative, Gavi. And he was saying, well, you know, we got to have two doses and people are going to be getting these things everywhere, all over the place. I've had listeners sending me documents of how they are working on a project contracted to build these vaccination sites. You know, sent me the plans. They have 50,000 apiece. They don't care about anything except for electrical code. And it's labeled phlebotomy and vaccination, these different sites. And so there's going to be mass vaccination. And that was also in the CDC document. Now, some of these are going to be at private institutions. Most of it's going to be mass vaccination all at once. And so this guy from Gavi was saying, well, in a situation like that, we're going to have to know, we're going to have some system to track this. You know, just like when you go into the restaurant, they got to know when you go into the restaurant, when you were there, your name, your phone number, all your identification number. It has to be sent to a central location so they can keep track of this. And that's what that guy was saying. He said, for everybody's safety, because this requires two doses, we're going to have some kind of a central reporting system, vaccination, identification, COVID. Conspiracy to vaccinate and identify everybody, ID 2020. And so this Gates shill was saying that we're going to have that so that we can, you know, send them reminders and make sure they take their second dose. And this guy is saying, well, out of the six vaccines that are making it to this, five of the six require two doses. So we have to have central reporting. He said, Operation Warp Speed wants to make sure the entirety of the American population is covered. Everyone on continental U.S., CONUS, and every island, as well as those Americans serving overseas at military bases and diplomatic locations. He said, vaccine distribution, both initially and into the foreseeable future, will differ from other types of vaccine distribution efforts, and the COVID-19 vaccine will be pushed to the American population rather than pulled. He said, you know, when we had flu vaccines, we followed a pull model. People would request it, but not now. Not now. All right, we're going to be right back, folks, so we'll talk more about this when we return. Stay with us.
Six months ago, the highly respected former head of the Rockefeller Hospital Virology Department went public and said the mainline science on virology is you cannot protect somebody from a virus like this. You have to wait till there's herd immunity, and there's never been a vaccine for any of the coronavirus family of viruses. They do not work. Well, even Bill Gates now admits, oh, the vaccine will really never work. But you have to keep social distancing and wearing masks. They're now saying forever. Last week it was 10 years. Now it's forever. See how the power grab works? So when you hear them saying Trump is surrendering and his chief of staff is surrendering to coronavirus, when they say we just have to learn to live with it and boost our immunity with things like vitamin D, C, and of course zinc, that's the reality. That's not fear-mongering. That's not giving in to the power grab and the endless fear of the New World Order. They've created a problem to which there is no solution, but they are, again, the people that say they've got to be in charge.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're running out of time. But I think it was very important what the chief operating officer of Operation Warp Speed, Army General Perna, said. He said, for this distribution, we're going to make sure that the entirety of the American population is covered, and we're going to use a model of push, not on pull. It's not going to be based on demand. It will be based on us mandating this to you, essentially. That's what he's talking about. He didn't use the word mandate. I'm using that word. I'm telling you that's what they're going to do. It's going to be pushed to the American population. Everybody, the entirety of the American population, it'll be pushed rather than pulled. For flu vaccines, how many times have I said this? For flu vaccines, every year I've covered this rodeo being done by the CDC and Fauci and these other people. And this is the way it rolls out. Every year they come out and they say, well, we got this new novel flu thing, but, you know, we anticipate it beforehand. And, it's going to be a match. Trust us. We rolled out and manufactured these vaccines to do this year's flu. Well, they don't know which strand of flu is going to be predominant any given year. And so it's a crapshoot. And it basically is crap that they're giving you, that they're shooting into your arm. It's very dangerous crap. So they don't know what flu strain is going to be predominant, but they've got the flu vaccines ready. And then the CDC creates the numbers. They got the numbers. Look at this. We got a terrible flu epidemic. You should all go to your Walgreens and get a free flu shot, which they're going to make money off of. Not Walgreens. Well, Walgreens will get a kick. These people get paid for this stuff. They're not doing this for free. And every year they tell the doctors, and we've shown you the documents year by year, that, well, don't send us the tests. We don't have the capability to process that many. If you think it's the flu, just tell us it's the flu. If you think it's COVID this year, just tell us it's COVID. But now this year, instead of using that to scare people and have you pull it and say, I want this, okay? They want to scare you into wanting it. Now they're scaring you and telling you you're going to get it. Push. They're not going to wait for you to pull it. They're going to push it on you. With the COVID-19 vaccine, says Defense One, the U.S. government has already paid for the vaccine. It will be sent out where it's needed. Well, that's the entirety of the U.S., entirety of the continental U.S. and all the islands and all the foreign diplomacy and military bases and everything. It'll be sent to where it's needed without people having to ask for it. We're going to allocate vaccine doses to all of America simultaneously. As the doses become available, we're pushing it down and out. The U.S., United States of America. That's right. Down and out. Going to be down and out. It wasn't until May that Operation Warp Speed stood up. This is under the subheading, Doing the Impossible. Yes, this is impossible to do this quickly and safely. It wasn't until May that Operation Warp Speed stood up. It's a partnership between the Defense Department and the Department of Health and Human Services. Yeah, it's the military running this thing out, folks. The simple question is, how can you achieve the impossible? How can you take a vaccine development process that typically can take 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, and truncate it into the timeline of Operation Warp Speed? Well, I think it's very helpful to point out the efforts that have gone into this decades and terms of developing vaccines, he said. We stand on the shoulders of giants. And they kneel on the necks of the American people. It's going to be pushed out to you, folks. It's going to be the stockpiling of this vaccine and the speed at which it's being done and the way that it's being done and the strategies of which they're using this, I think, is the greatest betrayal I've ever seen of the American people. It's not only a front to your liberty, it's an affront to your life. I'm just disgusted with this administration. And, of course, the Democrats are out there saying, yeah, you know, this is pretty dangerous while Trump's doing it. Oh, it'll be just fine in an Obama administration. And that's the other thing that's dangerous about this. You stockpile this stuff, and if you lose, oh, there's no doubt about the fact they're going to make this mandatory. They bragged about it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And then we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
We're going to talk a little bit about the election here. We have Richard Proctor. Somebody sent me a picture and said, hey, Richard Proctor was on the ballot here in Utah. I voted for him. And so I got Travis to get on the phone and say, is that our Richard Proctor that comes on and talks about the Constitution every week? And he said, yeah, that's him. So he's going to come on and talk to us about his candidacy. So let's talk a little bit about the election, about the voting. As Babylon Bee points out, AOC, Occasional Cortex, was enraged to learn that the long lines that she saw were for voting and not for bread. I was like literally shaking when I learned these people were standing in line to vote and not to get free bread from the government, she said. In other countries, voting is easy. Sometimes the military comes to your house and they fill out your ballot with the correct socialist candidate for you. The fact that Americans have to sacrifice any amount of time to exercise their voting rights is just more evidence that we live under an evil fascist regime. I'll tell you, the evil fascist regime is going to be the one that coming to your house, knocking on your door, crashing in for Christmas, or telling you, we're here from the government to give you your vaccine. I know you don't want it, but, well, let me get all your contact information. I'll report you to the CDC and the military for not taking the vaccine. That's what's on the documents that are going out in every single state. And as we see in Michigan, already the Department of Health there is saying anybody that goes to a restaurant, the food service establishments, in order to stay in business, they have to now maintain manual records of the names, phone numbers of patrons who purchase food or drink, and the time and the date of entry and exit. So all that information has to be kept. And so it's not going to be long before people say, isn't there a better way that we can do this? I mean, this is a lot of paperwork. And so they'll just go with the online cyber system that's just been rolled out in Victoria, Australia. So as we look at this, at AOC, of course, this is not the Babylon Bee. The fact that she is on the cover of Vanity Fair, posing in $14,000 worth of borrowed clothes to promote communism. That could be. See, that's what I'm saying. It's really tough. You gotta admire Babylon Bee. They keep coming up with satires just before it happens in real life. And real life is actually funnier in many cases than satires can be. So she's there. And of course, the magazine is Vanity Fair. Maybe somebody should explain to her where that name comes from. You think she knows? She knows our culture? Certainly not. She wouldn't know that this was written by John Bunyan in Pilgrim's Progress. It was a term of derision. 1678. Vanity Fair was a place of ostentation, empty, idle amusement, and frivolity. And that's what she made the cover of. She made the cover of Empty Idle Amusement magazine. And of course, by the way, John Bunyan wrote Pilgrim's Progress, wrote about Vanity Fair, while he was in prison. In prison for exercising his God-given right to worship God. That's why we have the First Amendment. That's why these people are busy shutting it down. And a good example of how that's being shut down are the people who are, in many cases, self-censoring because of the mob that is threatening them. You had the Girl Scouts the other day pull back a tweet. They were celebrating Amy Barrett getting in the Supreme Court. Look at this. We got a woman. We got a fellow woman. Fellow woman. I mean, is that kind of an oxymoron or something? We have a fellow, maybe that's a term of transgender endearment. We have a fellow woman here. But they were celebrating the fact that she was female and in the Supreme Court. And of course, that was a given. You know, we pick our Supreme Court justices based on gender and skin color and all these other things. Fidelity of the Constitution not required. It is purely window dressing because these people don't care anything about the Constitution. They will issue edicts about things by which they have absolutely can't make any connection whatsoever in the Constitution that they have any authority about that. Nevertheless, it was not just the Girl Scouts who removed their tweet about their fellow woman, but it was also the Kappa Delta sorority. They also had to delete a tweet congratulating fellow sister. So you have fellow man, a fellow woman, fellow sister. It's kind of funny. It's got to go beyond pronouns now. We've got to, you know, purge our language completely. We can't have fellowship. The New American says it may not matter that Amy Coney Barrett is an ex-Supreme Court justice because we have the UN out there talking about its globalist scheme. Well, it doesn't really matter as long as these people have completely broken any connection whatsoever to the Constitution. And again, I'll repeat, it's one of the reasons why Barrett, in her confirmation hearing, was talking about the decision about marriage, homosexual marriage, Obergefell, I think is what it was, something like that. Well, that's a very important precedent. Roe v. Wade is a very important precedent. You know, there might be some restrictions about abortion that might come from, you know, concern over women's health or something. But those are very important. You know, they're the law of the land. No. It's the decision that gives the Supreme Court supremacy. Like I said, these decisions where they have intruded themselves into areas of life that they don't have, that government at any level doesn't have any legitimate concern over, but especially the Supreme Court has absolutely no authority or jurisdiction in these areas. But they want to preserve Roe v. Wade. They want to preserve these other things because that has established their authority, just like Marbury versus Madison. They were very, very important to them because it allowed them, they established, just as Marbury versus Madison, they gave themselves the authority to interpret the Constitution as if it was written in a foreign language and we couldn't understand it ourselves. To deny its plain meaning. And now, with these social decisions that they've made about marriage, about the beginning of life and so forth, they've intruded themselves into the most minute details of our lives. And so it has extended judicial supremacy into very minute details of our lives. And that's why they continue to say that the precedent is more important than anything else. And they're not going to change that. They might rearrange the deck chairs on this Titanic, but they will not reverse these decisions that have given where they gave themselves that kind of power in our personal lives. So as we look at the lines, as AOC looks at the lines, we have had record voting in Texas. I had listeners send stuff to me. One individual said, you know, I've got some health issues. I can't stand in these lines. And it's really a big issue for me because I want to be able to vote. But we got these lines. Massive surge in early voting across Texas has given Democrats hope that they can flip the historically red state. No, it's historically GOP state. Let's stop using these colors. I'm so sick and tired of Republicans submitting to this idea. Now, AOC is red. AOC is a communist socialist. The communist socialists have always flown the red flag. Let's not let them dictate the language, the colors that we live under, everything is being dictated by the media, and we just play along with this. No, it has historically been a non-communist state. And why is this happening? Why is this happening? Well, all of this is happening because of the lockdown, because of the pandemic. And, you know, it's almost as if, and we've seen many instances of this, that the Republicans are really trying to get themselves out of power. Vince Agnelli in Virginia sent me a lot of documents about how Republicans don't even bother to field candidates in most of these places. They didn't even protest in Virginia when the Democrats said, we're going to extend the election by 3 days. And they did that back in March 11th. This is before the lockdown even. Just quietly extended it by 3 days. It was always the plan to have a mail election, a vote-by-mail election, so that they could play with the stuff there. Now, yesterday I reported that a judge here in Texas said that, Abbott has given us an extension. He's graciously, even though the masks have made no difference, and I showed you that chart earlier, Texas and Georgia, one has mask mandates, the other one doesn't. Didn't make any difference to any of the statistics created by the CDC. But Abbott said, well, you're not going to have to wear a mask to vote. A judge said, no, you do, because not wearing masks would be a threat to people of color. Now, another court has stayed that order. This is just another example of how this whole election and every aspect of it is just going to be a lawfare battle. A lawfare battle. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, if you want your children to listen to you, whisper. And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the Third World, and then enslave the First World. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive. And we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
China is open. America is closed. And in the European Union, where the people are revolting, trying to get out of the authoritarian tyranny, they're also under even greater levels of lockdown. It's very simple. Where authoritarians already have complete control, like communist China, oh, there's no more lockdowns, and they're heroes, and the UN says they're the example for us all. After all, that's where the virus came from. After all, that's where the fear-mongering came from. That's where the lockdown came from. But that was a weapon, a psychological hysteria, a chicken little syndrome being created that was to then be aimed at us and used to invoke our fear and have us go into a stampede of mass hysteria. And so far, it's been incredibly successful. Until just the last few weeks, as across the world, humanity awakens to the fact that COVID-19 is a giant UN, communist Chinese world government power grab.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Richard Proctor. We have Richard on frequently to talk about the Constitution, his books on the Constitution, as you can find at bathroomeconomics.com. He writes books on economics, books on the Constitution. And surprise, surprise, I had a listener send me a picture of the ballot in Utah, and they said, hey, Richard Proctor was on there running for treasurer, you know, because it's about economics and it's about the Constitution. He's there with the Constitution Party. So I wanted to get Richard on. One of the things I appreciate, Richard, is the fact that you never talked about your candidacy. This is a kind of a throwback to when we had candidates who would stand for office but not run for office. You're not running from anything. You're not running for anything. Instead, you're standing there as an opportunity for people to vote for the Constitution. But tell us a little bit about why you're running and why you're running for treasurer.
You know, I conceived of a banking system that was outside of the Federal Reserve, outside of the FDIC, outside of control, unconstitutional control, I might add, of our banking system. This system is called a public citizens bank. And all of the money that's created and profits of that bank stay in the state to support the state. The state, therefore, can reduce taxes and increase benefits because the money from the bank could support the state. And that's the goal, to have a public citizens bank outside of the Federal Reserve.
Oh, now, that's great.
The current treasurer, he thinks the Federal Reserve is a great thing. Well, he's a good guy. I know he's doing a good job. Nonetheless, the Federal Reserve is not a great thing. So I'm giving people an opportunity to say, we don't want the Federal Reserve in our state. And that's why I'm running.
That's great. I mean, that's a great idea. And yes. We've seen some similar things that have been done like that in some Midwestern, was it like Minnesota or something like that? They did something similar to that. I've seen people talking about organizing state-centered banks in opposition to the Federal Reserve. But, you know, you talk about the guy doing a great job. I mean, it's more about than just not embezzling money from the state treasury and paying all the bills on time. It's really about making sure that people's wealth is not confiscated by devaluation, which is what the Federal Reserve is all about and always has been about.
It's a criminal organization to destroy this country. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And the first two had a charter, and it wasn't renewed, so the third one didn't have a charter. And it's just set up to make sure it stays around, to get us all involved in debt, to get the debt, the national debt up, to destroy our economy, to destroy the people's lives. People don't realize the Federal Reserve controls how much you pay for your house, how much you pay for your cars. It determines what your bill's going to be. It determines whether or not you can afford a house. It determines how your life will run. Mm-hmm, they're right down in the minutia of your whole life. Get them out of your life. We can do it, but we can't do it in Washington, D.C. They will not touch it. We can't do it in the federal, but we can do it in the state. And
with
that's
the 10th Amendment. With the 10th Amendment. Exactly right.
The 10th Amendment. That's right.
Yeah, I actually had a guy who was a bank manager. He was a brother-in-law of a brother of a friend of mine, and we were talking about money or politics. Or something. I said something about the Federal Reserve. He goes, Federal Reserve, that's nothing other than clearing checks. That's how he saw it. And I said, well, you understand that if they set interest rates, if they set monetary policy, but clearly you understand they set the interest rates and so forth, don't you? Don't you think that has an effect on the economy? And as you're pointing out, it has a massive effect on the economy. And we've got Powell, this last week, it was a week ago, that he was in a meeting, a Zoom meeting with the IMF, and they were all talking about how they were going to do another Bretton Woods. And we know what the first two Bretton Woods were about. The first one was 1945, right after World War II, and they set up the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, and it was supposed to be backed by gold. But the Federal Reserve kept printing money so that it was no longer, they broke the connection to gold. So then you had Henry Kissinger create the petrodollar, and that was Bretton Woods too. He created that with Saudi Arabia. So now they're talking about Bretton Woods, a new Bretton Woods, the third version of that. And in this, they're talking about a cashless currency, a global cashless currency. And this is all the central bankers conspiring together to make sure they move everyone into a global cashless currency. So this is even more than just destroying our ability to store value and to be able to finance homes and so forth. This is about a massive, another part of the Great Reset, the control aspect, the identification aspect, when we have a global digital currency.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Dave. A global currency will destroy our lives more than the Federal Reserve has. Mm-hmm. Again, states can nullify things, keep them out of there according to the Constitution. But again, if the Constitution is wavered, like always is, let's waive it. We don't care about it. Push it under the bus. They all raise their arm to swear to defend and support the Constitution. Then they go right about violating it as fast as they can. That's done at state level, judges level, governor's level, every level. It's been demonstrated this year that no one cares about anything written in the Constitution. No. They only care about what the power wants them to care about.
That's right. The people at the federal level and most of the people at the state level have now completely gone on board with the globalist cabal. And it's very important that even though you're probably not going to win this election as a third party candidate, it's very important that people take a look at state alternatives like you have thought out here to make sure that we're going to have some kind of way to reorder our society after these people collapse it without becoming completely dependent on them. I think it's a very important thing. People should take a look at what you have. And if you're in Utah, look for Richard Proctor on the ballot for treasurer. That's great, Richard. I'm glad you're doing that.
Well, I appreciate it. I've worked hard at this. I've been doing this banking. I've been telling people about this banking system for 5 years, and I'm getting a little bit more traction every time, all the time.
Did you get to go on any debates or anything like that? Or they probably didn't have a debate even for treasurer, right?
Oh no! They don't have debates. No. Yeah. But I still wouldn't participate because they're going to ask questions that I don't want to answer because I'll get in trouble for answering them. Yes.
like what?
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran for Congress once, and I did go to a televised debate. But it was an interesting experience. The incumbent, the Republican incumbent, decided not to show up. So I wound up debating the Democrat, who was a sacrificial lamb. And somebody from an organization called the Natural Law Party, which was a bunch of people who were flying Schwammies in the hills of the mountains of North Carolina. And they were about trying to make transcendental meditation universal. I mean, she was totally off the wall. That was an embarrassing experience.
But you know, they ask about abortion. They ask about homosexuality. I can destroy votes. I don't want to be there.
Absolutely. Well, you were there, the Constitution Party. What did the Constitution Party is on the ballot there in Utah.
Yes.
What did it require to get on? Was it difficult? We only got about 45 seconds. Give us a quick break.
It's very difficult to get on the ballot. But once they get on the ballot, if they can get about 2% of the total vote, then they can stay on the ballot for the next 4 years. That's been my task. I've always gotten well in excess of the required number. So we always stay on the ballot. That's what I do.
That's super. All right. Well, good luck to you. If you're in Utah, take a look for Richard Proctor for treasurer, the kind of guy that's not going to toot his own horn, and he's actually got a plan to get independence from the Federal Reserve. Thank you, Richard. BathroomEconomics.com. Take a look at his books on the Constitution. We'll be right back, folks.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that?
It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's on record. It's not disputed. It was rolled out more than 8 months ago in communist China. Now it's in Europe. Now it's the United States, Canada, and most other industrial parts of the planet. Every restaurant you go into, even small mom and pops, have QR codes for you to supposedly check their menu. And they really get upset if you ask for a paper menu, but of course they have them. Now, what are they saying there? Well, you've got to have a cell phone to come to their establishment, and that you can't have a piece of paper because, oh, everybody's diseased and we're spreading germs. It's absolutely asinine. They can throw away the little one-sheet papers if they actually believe that. No, what this really is a contact tracing database. Again, this is admitted that everyone's being habituated into scan to be part of. So in the future, everywhere you go is tracked officially. Now, your cell phone's already tracked you. You already have home assistants watching and listening to you in your house. But now this is officially rolling this out where you won't buy or sell, have a job, get on an airplane without it. And Bill Gates even admits it. So think about that, folks, and look out.
The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshippers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from the humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talk a little bit about some real election shenanigans. We've already got a lot of crazy stuff, more than the ballot harvesting, more than the vote by mail, more than the closure of polling places allegedly because of COVID, more than saying, well, you're gonna have to wear a mask, no, you don't have to wear a mask, and back and forth. It is even more bizarre than that. So we're going to talk about the dirty tricks that are being played, the lawfare, warfare by law, by legal suits and so forth, that is already happening. And, of course, it's only going to escalate after the election, I believe. But before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our Black Friday in October, up to 60% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. We have added this week a couple of products. Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammation, and that is now 50% off and back in stock. BioTrue Selenium, also 50% off, back in stock, free shipping, both of those, triple Patriot points. We have Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off, along with Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. New Nascent Iodine Surface Spray, 50% off, plus free shipping. Turbo Force, 50% off, plus free shipping. We have ExtendoWise, 60% off, plus free shipping. And don't forget, we now have Winter Sun Plus, that's vitamin D and vitamin K together. The vitamin K helps in a variety of ways, but it also helps your body to assimilate the vitamin D. So we call it Winter Sun Plus, a liquid formula, and we have that now free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Very effective in terms of, and very important for your immune system health. We just had a story that we report on this week, where they said, you know, the people who are seriously ill, presuming that it is COVID or whatever it is, 80% of them have a vitamin D deficiency because that creates a deficiency in your immune system. And we were told this at the very beginning by both the FDA and NIH scientists. They said, we've seen this with autoimmune disease and other things. It's based, 80% of the people with those conditions had a vitamin D deficiency. And they said, if you had autoimmune disease, they noted that that was somewhat mitigated. The symptoms were mitigated by supplementing with vitamin D. That's why we call it winter sun. But now, you know, they got you locked up all the time. Summer as well. No sunlight for you. Okay, let's get to, that's all that's at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's get to some of the dirty tricks that are happening. You know, we're just talking to Richard Proctor. He's running the Constitution Party, treasurer in Utah. And he's got a plan of how to, at the state level, using the 10th Amendment authority under the Constitution, to set up a system that's going to benefit citizens of the state and get stability by taking away, you know, setting up a state banking system instead of the Federal Reserve system. So there's some real legitimate reasons for running, to get that information out there to people, but also to give people a choice. But, you know, there's a Constitution candidate party in South Carolina, Bill Bledsoe. He dropped out of the race the beginning of October. It was actually October 1st. Because he's very concerned about how close that race was, and because the Democrat is so radical there, he did not want to be the spoiler to turn that seat over to the Democrats. And so he dropped out, did not want to be the difference in turning that over to the Democrats. Lindsey Graham is the candidate there on the Republican side. And so he dropped out, but his name is still going to be on the ballot, because when he dropped out October 1st, they'd already printed the ballots. And so now, as of yesterday, Lindsey Graham's campaign released an open letter from him condemning efforts to try to get people to vote for him still. Guess what? There are commercials that are being run by Democrats and, wait for it, the Lincoln Project. The Lincoln Project. In order to tell people that he's the real conservative and you should vote for him. Trying to take votes away from Lindsey Graham. The Lincoln Project, if you remember, that's George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband. I guess they're still married in name. What a train wreck the two of them are. But, you know, George Conway helped to spearhead that. He spearheaded it with a lot of hyper radical LGBT activists. People who considered themselves to be Republicans, I guess, because they're, you know, because they like war or tax cuts or something. I don't know what their Republican issues were. But virulently anti-Christian, the first several ads that the Lincoln Project did were to attack Christians who supported President Trump. Now, George Conway, as I said, he allied himself with these radical LGBT people. One of the other founders there was a lady who left the Republican Party in New Hampshire because it wasn't enough for them to allow for gay marriage, or they had to punish people who did not perform gay wedding ceremonies. And because the New Hampshire Republicans would not punish people who wanted to exercise their religious choice, she dropped out. That's the kind of people that are behind the Lincoln Project. But, you know, when you look at this and how heavily that was all featured, until they were kind of exposed as a kind of a grifting organization, kind of like the Southern Poverty Law Center. But it's one of the reasons why I think Drudge has gone so far left. He and George Conway are very close friends. George Conway, remember, Drudge came to fame with the Monica Lewinsky stuff, right, with Bill Clinton. And George Conway was a lawyer that was involved in that. And he was feeding that information to Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge and George Conway, close friends with Andrew Breitbart back in the day. And Breitbart eventually became a Christian. I think he went a different direction because of his brother, his father-in-law, Orson Bean, who got to Andrew Breitbart. But when you look at George Conway and the radical people that he's with, now the Lincoln Project in South Carolina ran an ad Tuesday pushing Bledsoe, who got out of the race on October the 1st. Absolutely, what a criminal grifting organization they are. And again, there's a lot of questions about their finances, just like there are about the Southern Poverty Law Center. It seems like that seems to be a common occurrence. Also in South Carolina, a judge has barred any rejection of ballots because signatures don't match. Yeah, I mean, you know, we shouldn't have to have any authentic signatures. Let me tell you, when you try to get on the ballot as an independent third-party candidate or whatever, you have to do petitions, and they throw these things out all the time. I mean, just look what they did with Kanye West, right? We used to see this all the time when we'd get on as a third party. They are always challenging, say, well, I can't read that signature. I don't know. And so for a judge to throw that out for these ballots that are absentee, you have a Supreme Court in Pennsylvania that's going to allow longer deadlines for absentee ballots. Actually, it's not just the Supreme Court. It is the Supreme Court in both Pennsylvania and North Carolina. They are going to extend the deadlines for several days after the election. As a matter of fact, in North Carolina, they're going to extend it for 9 days. 9 days. So they want to make sure that they still hold the record for the longest voting period of any state, North Carolina, and they've got that now. In Pennsylvania, 3 days. In late September, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court rewrote the election law. And one writer says, this is empowerpa.org, he said they decided along party lines that despite what the law said, ballots received up to 3 days after November the 3rd could be counted toward the election results. As I pointed out, you know, Vince Agnelli in Virginia said, look at this. Back in March, the Democrats in Virginia passed a law and said we're going to extend counting ballots 3 days after the election. Republicans never even challenged that. In Pennsylvania, they did. There was no law that said that they could do that, but the Supreme Court extended that. And so now this writer is saying, well, if you look at the Constitution, it says the state legislatures can direct the number of electors, and they can determine the manner in which they're chosen. And so the state legislature there in Pennsylvania, which Republicans should say, we're going to declare a winner as of 8 p.m. election night to short-circuit that.
I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing, but still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did. And you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, t-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped wake up the world what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. We really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere. But the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that they're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there that have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just talking about how we have ads being run by the Lincoln Project in South Carolina when the Constitution Party candidate dropped out October 1st because the race was so close, the Democrat so radical, didn't want to give the Democrats can be responsible for giving Democrats control of the Senate. But his name is still on the ballot, and you've got the Lincoln Project running ads encouraging people to vote for him. And so he's writing letters, and Lindsey Graham is putting out. There's so much mischief that is already being played here. Before we get to the election, extending the deadline by judges extending the deadline, even when there's no legal authority to do that. I just read for you the fact, yeah, that's the Lincoln Project ad. Look at that. They put together an ad for this guy and put that out there. Unbelievable. What a bunch of criminals the Lincoln Project is. Again, George Conway. George Conway. And the most radical of the LGBT, you know, you have the Log Cabin Republicans and their homosexual wing of the GOP. And they even distanced themselves from the Lincoln Project and these other individuals. Nevertheless, that's just a taste of what is coming next week with the election. More of this. Polling places are closing due to COVID, says NPR, and it could tip the races in one swing state. Yeah, they have. Iowa has lost 261 polling places. They will do anything they can to keep people from voting on Election Day, to extend it, to make sure they have paper ballots, ballot harvesting, mail-in ballots that they can then rig. I mean, this thing is just, this is the biggest mess that I've seen. And again, I go back and I blame the Republicans. I blame Trump because they could have shut down this fraud of the pandemic. It's in their own interest. Even if they don't care what happens to our liberty or our lives or our economy, you would think these guys would want to win an election and be smart enough not to play this stupid game and allow themselves to be completely owned by these new rules and new ways of voting. But no, it's almost as if they have prepared the vaccines and want to turn it over to the Democrats to force us to take them. It kind of looks like that, doesn't it? Anyway, early voting numbers and who may win the White House. Well, we don't know. We don't know. More than 50 million mail-in ballots have been returned so far for states that report party affiliation. Those that have voted by mail, here are the totals up to this point. Democrats, 50.5% of the votes that have come in. Republicans, only 25%. It's almost as if the Democrats knew that vote by mail and vote harvesting and no signatures and all this other kind of stuff would be to their advantage. It's almost like they knew that when they extended the deadline by 3 days, or in the case of North Carolina, by 9 days. Still, they're pretty desperate. I mean, they're still not very confident of this. You know, when you look at the five or six people that show up for a typical Biden rally or Kamala rally, you know, she will be the one, the most radical one. She'll be the one who will finish out his term. Make no mistake about it, if he becomes president. Michael Moore, however, is not so confident. He doesn't believe the polls showing Biden ahead of Trump. Imagine that. Yeah, don't believe your lying eyes, believe the polls. As a matter of fact, talk about believing your lying eyes. We'll roll this as B-roll. Video clip number 4. Supporters began lining up at 1 o'clock in the morning for President Trump's Tampa, Florida rally. Wow, they got up earlier than I do. I get up at 3. So, you know, 1:30. And that was 12 and a half hours. The rally began at 1:30 p.m. Yeah. And then Joe Biden was going to have a rally a few hours later. But no problem. They just got to get all the Trump people out of the way so the couple of photographers can show up for the Biden rally. You've got Debbie Dingell. She is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, as the Federalist papers call her. She is the wife of long-term Congressman John Dingleberry. Dingle, actually. Look up Dingleberry in the dictionary if you want to know what I just referred to. Nevertheless, she said there in Michigan, she believes that the auto workers are going to go for Trump. Why do you think the auto workers, why do you think blue-collar workers would vote for Trump over Biden? That's a pretty astute observation there, Debbie, understand that that's the race is tightening here in Michigan. I don't know about that. I think it was probably always a slam dunk for Trump. In Flint, Michigan, you have a lifelong Democrat city official in Flint, Michigan, making an announcement. They says, I've been a Democrat all of my life. I was raised that way, Democrat. I was just taken for granted that I'd be a Democrat. All black folks are supposed to be Democrat. They just haul you to the poll. After that, it's over with. Well, we need somebody that's going to stand strong and start representing and do the best that they can to help all Americans. I feel Trump will be the man for the job, he said. So he's basically getting off the plantation. You know, when you look at this, again, you know, President Trump hasn't done a great deal to stop the abuses that were put in place by Joe Biden, but he's done something, which is far more than Obama ever did. Obama never did anything to stop the drug war, the mass incarceration that was mainly black people as part of this war on drugs. But President Trump did a little bit of prison reform. Much more needs to be done. We actually need to, I don't know, there's something like a constitution that we could actually put in effect. I don't know. When we look at censorship, real quickly before we get out of this, I'll switch lanes or something. You know, yesterday we had reports about Jack Dorsey, and you had Facebook representatives, Google representatives testifying yet again on Capitol Hill about how, you know, they were going to, they really don't censor anybody and so forth. Well, right after that, you had Twitter suspending the U.S. border chief. Yeah, this is the guy who heads the Customs and Border Patrol. They suspended him because he talked about how it would be a good thing to have a southern wall. Not that we do, but we will continue to build a wall, he said, every day, and every mile helps us to stop gang members. He says, and sexual predators and murderers and drugs from entering our country. And for that, Twitter suspended him. You know, Twitter stock has tumbled after they missed massive growth here. They had 20 million new Twitter users in second quarter, but they only added 1 million in quarter three. That's a big deal. Their growth was 1/20th in quarter three, what it was in quarter two. And I can tell you from using Twitter why. I mean, anybody that uses it knows why. Nancy Pelosi says she wants politicians to have the power to decide what people post on social media. Yeah, that's not really a surprise. What is a surprise is that people are just now noticing it. This has been the plan. This has been the plan, obviously was the plan, when Alex Jones and InfoWars were kicked off of all the social media platforms all at once in a 12-hour period. No conspiracy to see there, right? When another 800 sites were taken off 2 months later back in 2018. But I've told you many times, when they have these show trials, this is the way it typically works out. This one was written up 1st of November, 2017 by the World Socialist website. They knew that they were going to be targeted, and they were. They talked about how Google had cut down, had changed the algorithm, and they had slashed search traffic to left-wing websites. You understand? Left-wing websites. And their traffic was down by 74%. And they had gotten the comments from a U.S. Army officer talking about civil war and how this is a civil war that had already started with speech and how they were going to have to shut this down. They don't start with gunshots. They start with words. America's war with itself has already begun. We must act now on the social media battlefield to quell information rebellions that can quickly lead to violent confrontations and transform us into the divided states of America. They want to have a consistent narrative. That's what Nancy Pelosi is saying. That's what Marco Rubio is saying. That has been the plan for the longest amount of time. I don't know how many more times I need to tell people that, but that is really what the plan is, and that's what they've been able to do to roll out this pandemic. All right, that's all the time we've got. If you want to keep us on the air, as these people want to shut us down, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have our Black Friday in October. It's still October. So for another day, we have that and the PrepareWithAlex.com specials. At Prepare with Alex, we got a lot of products for food, water, other preparatory products. We have, for example, $100 off of the four-week storable food supply. And on InfoWarsStore.com, we have many products, things like Bod Ease, BioTrue Selenium. Those are back in stock, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. We have Knockout, Ultra 12, Extendawise is 60% off, plus free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds us and keeps us on the air. We really do appreciate your support. Have a good weekend. Thank you for listening.
Much of the time on big issues and societal developments, InfoWars is many, many years ahead. And almost all the time, we are tomorrow's news today. But there's a blind spot that InfoWars has. I've noticed that really informed people have this as well. And I know a lot of you tuning in are some of the most informed people out there. So I want you to be retrospective and kind of examine yourself, because that's what I do every day. This Hunter Biden laptop is important, but the new audio confirmed to be him, where he admits he works under the communist Chinese spy chief, he should be arrested right now. That is so huge. That is hiding in plain view, and it's getting almost no attention. We have to get that information out to everybody. It's all posted on InfoWars.com, so many other major patriotic sites. But we need to get it out to everybody and remember that we know all of this. We knew it a long time ago. So when it breaks now, we kind of go, okay, tell us something we didn't know. The point is, now it's documented, now it's proven. You're only here on air facing the globalist onslaught, the DNC-funded lawsuits, and everything that's happening because of you. We built the only truly multimedia, independent radio, TV, print, film organization in the world that promotes the truth against the globalists. We've had a devastating effect. We're a national treasure. You're a national treasure for supporting us. And so go get a T-shirt. Go get a historic T-shirt. We've got a funny one that's the Biden groping a woman. It's a woman's design shirt. My wife really likes it. She sent me this GIF. It's pretty cute. Here it is. And it just, you know, it's a little historic thing. I think Trump's going to win, but if Biden's able to steal it, we'll be probably shut down pretty quick. So it'll be a historic thing to have. You'll only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti, with handbills you hand out, and with non-compliance, not paying taxes, and pulling your kids out of the schools, and just making it a full-time job to expose and fight and obstruct the criminal foreign takeover of America. We've gotten to that point. Biden for nursing home. I hope to retire Biden and that be a collector's item. Get it while you still can. We're not ordering more. Infowarsstore.com.